الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. درود شریف. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, when Yazid ibn Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an came to power, when Yazid ibn Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an came to power, Hazrat Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an took refuge in the city of Makkah, as mentioned in the last session of Dars. The reason for that is very clear. Hazrat Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala an wanted clarification with regards to the position of Yazid, whether majority of the people had accepted him as a khalifa, as a leader, or is it just false propaganda or just a smoke screen in front of the people. And so that is why he left Medina Munawwara to go to Makkah Mukarrama to gain some clarity with regards to the position of Yazid. Now when he got to Makkah Mukarrama, things were very different. In Makkah Mukarrama, for Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an, a lot of people would come and visit him, the people of Makkah. Just think that to be in the company of the grandson of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Think of that one word, grandson, and that nisbat, the connection is with who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so in Makkah, day and night, people would just throw themselves around Hazrat Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala an to be in his company. A lot of people would come for Umrah with the intention also to meet Hazrat Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala an. And so he was well received by the people of Makkah. Not that he wasn't well received by the people of Medina Munawwara, but again it was a political move for him to go from Medina Munawwara to Makkah Mukarrama. However, pressure came from the people of Kufa. The people of Kufa were people who were adamant that Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an must come to Kufa so that all of the people of Kufa can accept him as the legitimate Khalifa. Now I did say in the last session that majority of the people in Kufa were who? The Shia community. Majority of them, all of them were the Shia community. And so they wanted Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an to come to Kufa. Imagine to receive more than 100,000 letters in a few weeks, especially going 1400 years back, to receive over 100,000 letters by the people inviting him to come to Kufa. And so Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an was really thinking about moving to Kufa, thinking that these people are sincere. But at the same time, Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an was an intelligent individual. He knew what the people of Kufa had done with his father, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala, they betrayed him. And he has seen that they betrayed his own brother, Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala. And so it was a bit of a gamble, a risk factor, for him to go to Kufa. Now his brother, Muhammad ibn Hanafiya, did not want him to go to Kufa. Many people did not want him to go to Kufa. They were just happy that Hazrat Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an is in the city of Makkah Mukarramah. That's not an issue. But for him to move out elsewhere would be difficult. Now Hazrat Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an, what he did is that obviously he wanted to ascertain the truth. He wanted to know what is happening with the Khilafat. Is it just a minority that have accepted Yazid, or is it a majority? And so many people in Kufa are asking him to come. So what he did is that he asked his cousin brother, Muslim ibn Aqil. Muslim ibn Aqil. He said to Muslim ibn Aqil that, why don't you go to Kufa as my wakil, as my representative, and see the condition of the people there. See the people of Kufa, how sincere they are, and see it with your own eyes and tell me the condition. Describe to me how these people are. And so Muslim ibn Aqil, subhanallah, a great man, a well-known individual, he said, Hazrat, that is fine. If you want me to go to Kufa, I will do that. And so now he went to Kufa to visit the people of Kufa. All of them were the Shia community. He was well received. Initially he was well received. And so when they found out that he comes as a wakil, as a representative of Hazrat Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an, and that he's also the cousin, Muslim ibn Aqil is the cousin of Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an, all surrounded Muslim ibn Aqil. And in fact, within a few days, as many as 12,000 Kufans, as many as 12,000 Kufans, the people of Kufa, took bay'ah at the hands of Muslim ibn Aqil, that they are prepared to give their life for Hazrat Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala. We will give our life for Hazrat Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala. Now imagine you have over 100,000 letters, and the immediate response is that Muslim ibn Aqil sees that 12,000 people are now bay'at to me on behalf of Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala. So obviously his mindset changed immediately, that everything is positive here for Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala, and subhanAllah. And there is no issue, that these people are sincere. And so perhaps it is better for him to come here to Kufa. Remember, this was also the Darul Khilafa during the time of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an. Now in Kufa, the governor was Nu'man ibn Bashir radiyallahu ta'ala an. He was a Sahabi. Nu'man ibn Bashir was a diplomat, very diplomatic individual. He knew that Muslim ibn Aqil is here, but he took no action against Muslim ibn Aqil. And he just said that, look, as long as you mind your own business, everything is fine. Now, majority of the people were Shia community, but there were a few in minority who were loyalists to Yazid ibn Muawiyah. Now, when this was the attitude of Nu'man ibn Bashir, that he didn't take a hard stance against Muslim ibn Aqil, so a man whose name is Hadhrami, wrote a letter informing Yazid, telling him that, look, you see, this man Nu'man ibn Bashir radiyallahu ta'ala an is of a different character. He's very calm. And if you want to maintain control in Kufa, then why don't you send someone else as a governor who is more strict and more harsh, so that he will stamp your authority in Kufa. And he of course spoke about Nu'man ibn Bashir, that he has not taken any actions against the rumors that are here that Muslim ibn Aqil is here. And so Yazid, what he did is that immediately he sat with his shura, consulting them, and it was decided that Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad should be the governor. Immediately Nu'man ibn Bashir should be dismissed from his position, and Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad should take charge. Now Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, this man was a cold-blooded individual, very shrewd, cunning, powerful individual. He had this knack about him that if he took on a mission, he would complete it. That is how he was. This very militant dictator type of individual. Very powerful individual. In fact, he was actually a governor at that time to Basra. So he was acting as a governor in Basra. Whilst being a governor in Basra, he got a double responsibility that you are now also the governor of Kufa. And so immediately he came. When he came to Kufa, he met up with all the people. Now remember, he was very close to Yazid. And the people, they were all the Shia community. And so he gathered all of them. And immediately he wanted to stamp his authority. They say the one that throws the first punch is the winner. What do they say? They say the one who throws the first punch is the winner. Jhukte hai sab jhukane wala chahiye bhai. And he came, very different attitude to Nu'man ibn Bashir. And immediately he looked into the eyes of the people and he started saying to the Kufans that I will deal very harshly with the troublemakers of Kufa. I will deal very harshly with the troublemakers of Kufa. And I will act strictly upon the orders given to me by the Khalifa. I will act strictly upon the orders given to me by the Khalifa. So be careful. That is all that I want to say to you. And then very cleverly, a private meeting. He invited all the leaders of the tribes in Kufa. He got them together. Now, before we talk about this, Muslim ibn Aqil obviously had seen the positive side of the people of Kufa, the good reception, the hospitality, well received. They were prepared to do bay'ah at his hands. The slogans were that we will give life for the grandson of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We are waiting for the Imam, and the only Imam now is Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, and they started calling him Imam Hussein, and a lot of the Sunni people also call the grandson Imam Hussein, when actually we should call him Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein, because we are Sunni Muslims. We don't believe in the concept of imamate. We don't believe in the concept of imamate. So we should not say Imam Hussein. We should not say Imam Hassan. We should be clear. We don't say Imam Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. We don't say Imam Umar radiallahu ta'ala. We don't say Imam Uthman. We don't even say Imam to the father of Hazrat Hassan and Hussein, and we call him Hazrat Ali. And therefore the two Hassanain should be also given the name Hazrat Hassan or Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. And so now Muslim ibn Aqil, what he did is that by this time he had already written a letter to be dispatched to Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, giving him all the good side of the people of Kufa, telling him the good news that I have been well received by the people of Kufa, and in my eyes, in my opinion, these are people who are very, very sincere. And so now immediately come to Kufa. When 12,000 people have done bay'ah at my hands, immediately come to Kufa. Little did he know that things were to change very quickly. And things can change very quickly. But now he had already written a letter. So the letter was now on its way to get to Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. But the truth is, my respected brothers and elders, who can change destiny? Who can change destiny. Whatever is written in the taqdeer happens. It happens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, stay away from this section. Stay away from this section. Well, what happened? Adam alayhi salatu wa salam forgot. Nisyan. And he ate from the fruits. And so all of us, we had to come to this dunya. And so whatever Allah wills happens. And it was all meant to be for Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala and the sequence of events. Now, when Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad is the governor, he invites all the leaders of the tribe. And he speaks to them very frankly, saying to them that make sure you give no accommodation, no refuge to an outsider from Kufa. And no refuge should be given to that man who is spreading resentment against the government. Who is spreading resentment against the government. And he said, let me warn you, anyone amongst you, be it from any of your tribe, if any person is found to give shelter to a man who is against Yazid, he will be beheaded. He will be beheaded. But I give you time. What did Ubaidullah say? I am giving you time. Even now, if you can tell me if there is someone in Kufa who is against the Khilafat of Yazid and spreading resentment against the government, then write his name on a piece of paper and surrender that individual immediately to me. For that I will acquit that man from the act of treason. For that I will acquit that man from the act of treason. I will forgive him. But if you do that now immediately to me, tell me who that individual is. So again, a stern warning that came from the people, from Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, this time to the leaders of the tribe. Now when this news came to light with the people of Kufa, these were the Shia community, the true colors were apparent. Their love for Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala and that we will die for Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, everything just changed. Just by one warning that came from Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad that I will behead anyone who gives shelter to someone who is from outside of Kufa. So give me information, who is here in Kufa? Now subhanallah, when you look at the narrations of tariq, the first man to give accommodation to Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an is a man whose name is Mukhtar ibn Ubaid. What is his name? Mukhtar ibn Ubaid. Now when Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad had said that anyone who gives shelter, he will be beheaded, for some reason, which we don't understand here, Muslim ibn Aqil decided that he should move out from the house of Mukhtar ibn Ubaid. So he moved out from the house of Mukhtar ibn Ubaid, and he decided to go to the house of Hani ibn Urwa. Hani ibn Urwa. He was again a well-respected individual. So now the wakil of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala is in Kufa, and he goes at the house of Hani ibn Urwa. And he knocks at the door. Hani ibn Urwa opens the door. And Hani ibn Urwa was very reluctant to receive Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. In fact, the words were, he said, sorry, Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil. And so the words were, he said that, you have put me in a lot of trouble. You have put me in a lot of trouble. But because you are at my doorstep, I can't abandon you. That is what he said to Muslim ibn Aqil. Because you are at my doorstep, I can't abandon you. And he gave accommodation to Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil. And so Muslim ibn Aqil stayed at the house of this man, whose name is Hani ibn Urwa, Hani ibn Urwa. It was just a matter of time that Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad finds out that Muslim ibn Aqil is here. The people of Kufa have given bay'ah to him, and as many as 12,000 people have given bay'ah to him. And what was disappointing for him is that he is living at the house of Hani ibn Urwa. Hani ibn Urwa was a man who had good ties with Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad. So they were closely related, as in good friends. Because the father of Ubaidullah Ziyad and the father of Hani, whose name is Urwa, both of them had good ties and good connection. And for him to see that in Kufa, the man who has given shelter to Muslim ibn Aqil is that person, and the residence is of Hani ibn Urwa, a center where secret activities are taking place against the Khilafat of Yazid. Obviously he was disappointed. He was extremely angry. And so immediately he summoned Hani ibn Urwa to come to him. He didn't ask for Muslim ibn Aqil. So Hani ibn Urwa came to Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad. And Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad questioned him. He said, first tell me, that have you given shelter to the cousin of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, Muslim ibn Aqil? In the beginning he denied. But then he felt that it was too obvious. And at the end he said that, yes, I have given shelter to this man, Muslim ibn Aqil. But then he gave his reasons. He said, in the name of Allah, I will tell you that I did not invite him to come to my house. Which was the truth. I did not invite him to come to my house. But the fact of the matter is that he was at my doorstep. And anyone who is at my doorstep, I can't abandon him. This is against the culture of the Arabs also. They would accommodate and provide hospitality. So he came knocking on the door. He was at the doorstep. And that is why I gave him shelter. So he said to Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad that we have a good relationship. Do me a favor. I will go back and I will tell Muslim ibn Aqil that there is no accommodation for you, no shelter for you in Kufa. Go back. Go back to Makkah or go back to Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad said that no, you're not going to do that. In fact, you are going to go back and you are going to bring Muslim ibn Aqil to me. That is what you are going to do. Now, there was one thing which we have to salute with this man, Hani ibn Urwa. He disagreed. And he said, no. I promised Muslim ibn Aqil that I will give you complete safety. And for me to arrest him and to bring him to you, I am breaking my promise. And therefore I can't do this. Now, Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad got very angry. Immediately what he did is that he arrested Hani ibn Urwa and he sent a group of people to go to the house and to also arrest Muslim ibn Aqil. But in the beginning he said no. Now, when news spread in Kufa that Hani ibn Urwa has been arrested, the family and the women of Hani ibn Urwa, they were now crying and screaming in front of Muslim ibn Aqil and saying that with Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, this man will immediately behead Hani ibn Urwa and so do something. So Muslim ibn Aqil decided, the only scheme, the only plan that came to his mind is that you have the people in Kufa who are taking qasam and oath that we will give our life for Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. And so he called all the people that were there who were loyalists to Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and he said that this is the issue and what I want you to do is let us all march to the residence of the governor where he lives. and let us attack Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. And so there were 12,000 people who did bay'ah, but only 4,000 were prepared to march with him. How many? Only 4,000. From 12,000, how many now? 4,000. 4,000 again is quite a lot. So 4,000 people with Muslim ibn Aqil are now going towards the residence of the governor in Kufa. This palace that is there for him, the governor lives there. And so they surround the house of Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. Now Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad can see exactly what is happening outside. Now imagine, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad was such an intelligent man. Muslim ibn Aqil is saying that, look, we have to attack Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, this governor. If you people are going to give support to Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, then everyone in Kufa must show support to Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, who is still in Makkah Mukarramah. And I am his wakil here. What Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad did is that he again called all the leaders of the tribes. Remember, the 4,000 people that were standing there all belonged to certain groups of people, different tribes that were there. And so he called all the leaders of the tribes and the women that were there. And so he said, I want to speak to you first. And so there was a meeting now with the leaders of the tribes. And he said to them that if you don't ask your people to return back to their homes, then don't blame me for what happens to the 4,000 people that are here. Don't blame me what happens to the 4,000 people that are here. Now what was going to happen? Wallahu alam, the majority were them. What would have happened? But again, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad said that, be careful what will happen. Now these were people who were not in the mood to fight for anyone. Remember, for them it was two things. Fame, wealth, that is it. Money and fame, our name. This is what they did. They gave grief to Hazrat Ali. They gave grief to Hazrat Uthman. They gave grief to Hazrat Hassan. And it is now time to give grief to Hazrat Hussein. And who are these people? The Shia community of Kufa. Now how many people during the day were with Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil? How many people? 4,000. Slowly Muslim ibn Aqil says that when I look towards my right, a few hundred have disappeared. To my left, another few hundred disappear. A few disappear, a few disappear, a few disappear. Wallahi, this is in tariq, in the history of Islam. It is said, by Maghrib, when the sun had set, the people who were prepared to die in the name of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and all disappeared, and the only lonely man standing there is Muslim ibn Aqil. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Imagine who these people are. From 12,000 to 4,000, from 100,000 letters that they sent. And Hazrat Hussein trusting his cousin, of course, and sending him as his wakil, what could he do? And Muslim ibn Aqil now looks to his right, and by Maghrib Adhan there is nobody there. And so subhanallah, shukr of Allah, that in the night at least someone gave him shelter. Someone gave him shelter. So all of the Shias now left. Muslim ibn Aqil is still stranded in Kufa. It is said that the very next day, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad with his police force immediately arrested Muslim ibn Aqil, got him arrested. It is said that when they took Muslim ibn Aqil, Muslim ibn Aqil was actually crying. Tears were flowing from his eyes. So some of the guards said to him that, a person like you, tears coming out from your eyes? He said, no, it's not about me. It's just tears that are coming out from the eyes because of the love for Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. And the mistake that I have done already is that I have already written a letter to him that he must immediately come to Kufa and leave Makkah Mukarramah. He must immediately come. And of course in those days you didn't have emails, text messages, phone, mobiles that immediately news could receive to the other part of the world. It was difficult. And these were all the people of Kufa. It is said that Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad got the two of them beheaded. Muslim ibn Aqil was also beheaded in Kufa. And Hani ibn Urwa was also beheaded in Kufa. It is said that the day Muslim ibn Aqil got beheaded in Kufa, that is the day when Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an decided to leave Makkah Mukarrama with his entire family. Allahu Akbar. And so, subhanallah, that is the tariq of Islam. Inshallah ta'ala, in the next session of Darsi Hadith, we will cover the events of Karbala and actually what happens, inshallah, all in the next session. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.